Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. This series captures the most impactful takeaways from our growth opportunity webinars, where industry leaders, analysts, and innovators discuss the trends, challenges, and technologies shaping future growth. In this episode, we explore top growth opportunities, redefining U.S. naval MRO readiness, offering condensed insights to help you sharpen your strategy and stay ahead of disruption. When we think about naval power, we often picture ships at sea, carrier strike groups, submarines, and advanced platforms projecting force across the globe. But behind every mission-ready vessel is something far less visible, yet absolutely critical: naval maintenance, repair, and overhaul, better known as MRO. Today, U.S. naval MRO is facing a moment of truth. Aging shipyards, workforce shortages, increasingly complex platforms, and rising geopolitical pressure are all colliding at once. The question is no longer whether naval sustainment needs to change, but how fast it can evolve to keep pace with the future fight.
So why is naval MRO reaching a strategic inflection point right now? Unlike commercial maintenance operations, naval shipyards are responsible for sustaining some of the most advanced and capital-intensive assets ever built: aircraft carriers, destroyers, and nuclear submarines. These platforms demand precision, speed, security, and compliance, all while operating under tight budget and schedule constraints. The challenge is that much of the U.S. public shipyard infrastructure was built decades ago, between the 1940s and 1960s. These facilities were never designed for today's digitally enabled, software-driven, modular combat systems. As platforms have grown more complex, the gap between infrastructure capability and operational demand has widened, putting pressure on readiness, availability, and lifecycle costs.
To address these structural challenges, the U.S. government launched the Shipyard Infrastructure Optimization Program, or SIOP, in 2018. This is a multi-billion-dollar, multi-decade effort focused on modernizing dry docks, optimizing layouts, improving workflows, and introducing digital tools to improve predictability and throughput across public shipyards. SIOP represents an important reset, but it also underscores the scale of the challenge. With a timeline that stretches close to two decades, it's clear that infrastructure upgrades alone won't deliver transformational outcomes. Real impact will come from aligning infrastructure investments with workforce capability, operating model innovation, and advanced technologies that enable faster, smarter maintenance execution.
If there's one constraint shaping naval MRO more than any other, it's the workforce. U.S. shipyards currently need more than 20,000 additional skilled workers across core trades: welding, machining, electrical systems, and more, just to meet existing demand. The operational impact is real. Stopgap measures, like sourcing spare parts locally, reveal deeper issues in maintenance planning and supply chain resilience. And traditional training and certification models simply aren't moving fast enough to match modern platform complexity. At this point, workforce readiness isn't just an HR challenge. It's a readiness risk and a national security concern.
This is where technology becomes a powerful enabler. Immersive tools like augmented reality and virtual reality are transforming how naval maintainers are trained. Technicians can practice high-risk, high-complexity tasks in safe, controlled environments, dramatically reducing time to proficiency while improving accuracy and safety. AR also supports live maintenance, overlaying digital instructions and diagnostics directly onto physical systems. The result? Fewer errors, higher first-time fix rates, and faster turnaround times. At the same time, additive manufacturing, or 3D printing, is reshaping naval logistics. With secure digital part libraries, ships operating far from home ports can produce select components on demand, reducing dependence on long, fragile supply chains and increasing operational resilience.
Looking ahead, the future of naval MRO will be defined by integration: infrastructure modernization, workforce transformation, digital technologies, and collaborative public-private operating models all need to move forward together. Programs like SIOP establish the foundation, but lasting impact depends on how quickly enabling capabilities like AR, VR, additive manufacturing, and partnership frameworks are embedded into everyday operations. For defense stakeholders, the takeaway is clear. Sustainment is no longer a back-end function. It's a strategic differentiator. Organizations that act decisively today will not only strengthen fleet readiness and resilience, but also unlock long-term growth opportunities across the broader maritime defense ecosystem. That's all for today on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For full access to the Growth Opportunity webinar, featured speakers, and actionable tools to support your vision alignment journey, check out the episode links. To learn how Frost & Sullivan can help your organization align vision with opportunity, visit frost.com. Until next time, stay future-focused and growth-ready.